Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday with Frankie, and I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Frankie Lovato from Norwalk, Ohio, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. For Friday, May 13th, 2011, episode 140, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products, good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore!
Thank God it's Friday!
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some hosing around.
Today, first of all, it's Freestyle Friday. Second thing is it's Friday the 13th. And the third thing is Frankie's here. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Glenn. Thank you so much for having me.
I can't think of anybody better to fill in for Jamie on Friday the 13th than Frankie Lovato. There's just nothing better than that.
Well, these are quite tall, deep boots to fill, but I'm honored to have the opportunity.
Actually, Frankie, Jamie's kind of short, so they're really short petite boots to fill.
And I'm sure they're adorable. I just have to say that being Friday the 13th, I'm extra excited because this is usually my lucky day.
Oh, well, good. See, it is your lucky day. You get to spend an hour and a half with me.
Perfect.
What could be better than that, Frankie? And I already have to apologize to you this morning because I screwed up the name of your pony on Facebook.
Yes, his official name is Popcorn. After the typo on there on Facebook, I ran out there and I see how he would react to calling him Peanut, and he was pretty mad. So I had to back off. He went after me. He tried to strike me, but I've got him calmed down. He's good now.
Well, I'm sorry, Popcorn. You know, I had peanut butter and jelly for breakfast, so I think I had peanut butter on the brain when I posted that because I knew his name was Popcorn. And if you haven't seen it, Frankie has the cutest little pony. His name is Popcorn, and he is on our Facebook page right now. Just go to Horses in the Morning, and you'll see Frankie and Popcorn together. That's the second love of Frankie's life. First horse you've ever owned was Popcorn.
Yes, that is correct, and it's hilarious. It's all supposed to be the comic part of my life, and though I take him very seriously, him and I have many adventures that we've had already and we plan on in the future.
I see a briar horse in your
Ooh.
Future. And it'll
Ooh.
Be not just Popcorn. Jennifer, you can picture this. It's going to not be Popcorn. It's going to be Frankie and Popcorn and entire barrels of food. Because Frankie and I love
when
to
you
feed
buy
our
the
pony.
Little set, you're going to buy the little briar set. It's going to come in that package set. It's going to be Popcorn, and it'll be Frankie, and it'll be a little hay bag and five bales of hay.
That's a good point. It definitely has to be food oriented, otherwise he will not let me catch him. So,
and it's going to be your wife Sandy. She's going to be in there too, and she's going to be pointing a finger at you, telling you to stop feeding him.
Yeah, I wonder if they could capture his belly in the Breyer figure. I wonder.
I think we should start a movement.
Popcorn
for Breyer. Yeah, that's right. We should start a movement. Temple could sing a song.
Oh, she can write and sing a song. How's that?
Yes, I love
Julie
it.
Thompson. Jockeys and Horses, or Old Jockeys and Horses. Wait, Old Jockeys and Ponies. There it
hey,
is.
Hey, Jennifer, do me a favor right now, quick. Call Templeton, get her out of bed, and see if she's home. We need to talk to her about this right now. Seriously, give her a call right now. We have a couple minutes for our first guest. But first, tell us what's on the show, and then call Templeton.
Oh, thank you very much. On today's show, we have combined, as you may have noted, several highly volatile ingredients. In addition to Reese Koestler Stanfield's Fantastic Friday recipe, I can't wait, we will be enjoying the following dish. A healthy dab of Freestyle Friday folded into a bucket of Frankie and Glenn's Unnatural Horsemanship. And after thoroughly combined, sprinkle with a generous amount of really bad ads. Stay tuned for the resulting cocktail of hilarity.
Well, that was pretty good, Jennifer.
That was I'm looking forward to it. Glenn, most of the listeners maybe not have heard of our endeavor that we're going to be dabbling into a whole series of unnatural horsemanship skills. So we should probably bring that up.
Oh yeah, okay. Tell
yeah,
about it.
that our wives we're both horse husbands. Correct. I mean, I've been in riding horses my entire life, but race horses. I've been in the business of racing, entirely racing thoroughbreds. So I've never owned or actually had the pleasure of just being a horse person. And that's where the comic comes in with Popcorn. She accuses me of all these funny, typical errors that a new horse owner makes. And, of course, I just eat it up. Popcorn literally eats it up. She makes fun of me because she thinks I feed him too much. But
the same problem. And you know what? I'm not a new horse owner. I've owned a lot of horses, and I still get accused of feeding him too much.
You should have seen Glenn's face when I put Beaker's muzzle on the other day. Oh, my gosh. You would have thought I was coming. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's mean.
Again? Well, that's why he looks great, because he wears his muzzle.
Well, Frankie and I started our own training method called Unnatural Horsemanship for horse husbands. Because really, we're just horse husbands. You know, our wives tell us what to do. So, yeah. So if anybody wants to join the club, we're there. We'll take anybody in who wants to feed their ponies too much and get yelled at on a regular basis.
I got a new tip for feeding your horse or your pony. If your wife is accusing you for feeding them too much, and you're trying to cut back on their hay, and you have that guilt feeling that they're starving, that what I do is I take a flake of hay and I sprinkle it in all different areas around his pen. So it's like an Easter egg hunt that he's got to find, and it keeps him busy. So I don't feel so guilty.
And you don't get yelled at so much. That's the more important thing.
Right.
Hey, Frankie also does a product called the Equisizer, which is like a horse training device. It looks like a horse, and you get some it's really a natural method for training yourself. And I was wondering, can you make an Equisizer that I can mount my computer and my microphone on the front, and then I could get exercise while I'm doing the show every day?
You know, that may sound crazy, but it's not it's not far-fetched. I've actually had quite a few requests over the years for women that are just sitting in a chair or behind a computer desk, their computer screens, and how neat would it be to just be able to ride and work your core muscles and still get your work done. But who knows? Might come up with something soon here.
Well, I have to say that we have to watch what we're saying today, though, Frank. We have to be a little bit guarded, because I just noticed that your wife posted on our Facebook page, and she said, I can honestly say I'm very afraid listening today. So we have.
Yes.
Oh, Jennifer couldn't get Templeton. She got her machine. So you know those musicians, they don't get out of bed this early. They're sleeping. Her horses probably don't get fed till noon. You know.
I think Templeton would be would almost fall into our category of unnatural horsemanship, because Jane, her mare Jane, oh my gosh, you would think that this was not only her child, but I mean, everything wrapped into one. Her connection with her mare Jane is just amazingly, it's crazy. Even I, sure. If I look at Popcorn every once in a while and say, ah, you're fine.
Yeah, she does have that kind of, well, Templeton's one of the most passionate people that you're ever going to meet in your life about everything.
Yeah.
She is, and you know, I admire Sam, her husband, because he just puts up with it, you know? He just goes with the flow.
Yes. And Sandy just posted on Facebook that Popcorn's listening to the show this morning, so we have to be careful what we say. He might get mad at me.
She wrote, I put a radio out in Popcorn's paddock so he could listen to the show. My God.
So, Glenn, I don't know if I explained this, but his paddock is in behind. I'm in the shop, my Equisizer shop where I build the horses.
Yeah.
And his paddock is just in the back of my shop. And I look out the window, and he's looking for me. You know, every time the door opens, it makes a sound that like sounds like food. My door squeaks a little bit. So I tiptoe. I try to open it very carefully. I've oiled it, right, so it doesn't squeak so much. But still, it makes this sound. He knows it. And the door opens, and he starts whining. And I'm like, no, it's not time yet. So that's my day, more or less, tiptoeing around Popcorn.
But basically, it makes you feel guilty all day.
Exactly. It plays my heartstrings. So that's why I started the Easter egg theory of with a flake of hay. I instead of piling a bunch of hay, and I know he's a little fat, yeah. I make it a little challenging for him, so it keeps him busy.
So basically, you have two wives that make you feel guilty all day.
Yeah, I guess it's the same sort of element. If I feed them, she makes me feel guilty. If I don't feed them,
by the end of this show with me, you're going to be sleeping on the couch. You realize that, don't you?
Wouldn't be the first time, Glenn. Thank goodness we have a comfortable couch.
Hey, guys. Frankie's been up to stuff besides feeding Popcorn, I think. And we got a call coming in that I think Frankie should take on line 4.
Okay.
Exciting.
And who is it?
Well, hi, Frankie.
Is this Jane Savoy?
You recognize my voice? Hey, listen, what's this I hear? Are you starting a new career as a radio announcer?
Oh, gosh, I sure hope for everyone else's sake I don't.
Well, I had heard a rumor to that effect, so I thought since we were talking about guilt, I would call in after your guilt.
Well, we should explain to everybody who's on the phone, because I think I have a good idea, too. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Glenn. How you doing?
Okay, we have Jane Savoy, the ultimate in dressage, the legend in the United States is on the line. And
yeah, right.
Did I do that right? Did I?
Yeah, that was good. That was really
good. All right. I could have said the legend in the world, but I thought that was, you know, just maybe making it too thick.
Well, no, actually, I prefer the galaxy.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Let me redo this. We have Jane Savoy on the line. Thank you so much for calling, Jane. She is the dressage legend in the entire galaxy. She is the one.
I love it. What a great intro. So I called him to bust Frankie's chops here.
Oh, well, that's good. I like that. That takes the pressure off of me.
And I'm thrilled. And Jane, you could make fun of me, too, with Popcorn. I don't know if you've been listening or not.
I caught the tail end.
But can I mention something that's kind of breaking news with the Equisizer stuff? Glenn, if you don't mind, Jane and
sure.
I are in a partnership now.
Woohoo!
Are you learning dressage? You're going to be riding Grand Prix dressage, Frankie?
He is.
I am.
Tell him about
my
jockey lesson, and then you can tell him about our partnership.
Yeah,
at Equine
yeah.
Affair. Tell him what we did at Equine Affair, and tell him how awesome I was.
Oh, gosh. A plus.
She says humbly.
I will, you know what, I'll post this on the Facebook page. We made a video. It is, well, entertaining. It just, like, putting it lightly. I gave Jane a jockey lesson at Equine Affair in Columbus, Ohio. And Jane was, well, she's a natural. What can I say? what can I say? We just, next time we're going to actually use goggles, and I'm going to throw mud at her. but I give her a doctor lesson. It's on YouTube. You'll love it. I'm going to post that on the Facebook page, and maybe my wife Sandy, if she's listening, she could do it for me. But Jane was just a natural, just a complete natural. So it and okay, all funny aside, Jane and I, we're in a partner with Equisense Incorporated. Jane, do you want to explain a little bit more? Or?
Sure. I started this business with my partner, Peter Raymond, about a year and a half ago. He's a leader in simulation technology in the medical field. And so he brought a lot of that technology. I had said to him one day, listen, I've been teaching for a long, long time, and one of the biggest frustrations for both teachers and students is learning how to feel, you know, very few of us were born with innate feel. We have to learn kind of mechanically. And I said, if I could just get inside my students' bodies and feel what they're feeling, I could be a lot more useful to them. And he's like, well, I can do that, because he's already invented this technology for the medical world. So we went ahead, and our big launch was the World Equestrian Games in September, and Peter went ahead and designed sensored tack. We have sensors in a saddle, in the seat, in the flaps, in the stirrups, and also in the reins, and we can see minute imbalances in the rider's position. You know, your sense of yourself is that you're sitting straight and you have equal weight in the reins, but we can see below the surface. The sensored tack sort of gives you a better magnifying glass to see what's happening. For example, if you're having a hard time getting your horse to go sideways to the right, but your instructor's looking at you and you look straight and centered, but then you can see from your iPad, the instructor can see from the iPad or from a computer, that you're sitting on the left seat bone and you're making it hard for your horse. So that was the initial beginning of what we were doing. And then we were just going to demonstrate the tack at the World Equestrian Games on like a stand, like a saddle stand that you would see in a tack store. And my friend Ruth Hogan-Polson, who's a great friend of Frankie's as well, said, why don't you use an equisizer? So it was perfect, because what we do with training, no matter what discipline you're in, is hopefully having a very systematic progression. And this was great because the tack, the wireless tack, is meant to be used on a real horse. But to get people started in what I call ridiculously small baby steps so that they can crawl before they walk, with the equisizer it was perfect, because we could start with a static position analysis, just halted, and check the rider's sense of whether they were straight or crooked or whatever, and recreate some new muscle memory and some buzzwords to trigger that muscle memory. And then with the equisizer, we could little by little add complications, little challenges. For example, okay, we've got you straight and centered with equal weight in the reins. Now do a transition from halt to walk, and we see if they revert to the old muscle memory. Or now do a transition from collected canter to extended canter. So we're able to add these little complications without, at that point in time, having to deal with the variable of a living, breathing animal that adds even more complications. So the equisizer allows us to introduce better muscle memory, new position, a new sense of where your body is in space, just step by step until you can progress to using the tack on a live horse. So that's how it all came together, and we're really excited about it.
I got to see it too, Frankie, when we were over at the WEG, and it is fascinating stuff. And I think the minute detail is what's so cool. Is, you know, instructors can't see that kind of detail when they're across the ring looking at their rider. You just don't see some of those weight issues and things. Now, she had me sit on it and pretty much told me to get off. I was hopeless. And that's the other thing
that's
it's good for.
Wait, Glenn, that's because we had, like, a weight limit?
No, you're supposed to say, Jane, you're supposed to say it's because I was perfect. I didn't need any help.
Oh,
that's
okay,
what
sorry.
You're supposed to say.
All right. You were so perfect.
Thank you.
So, Queen of the Galaxy. this technology is so, putting it with something that's so pure as the Equisizer. The Equisizer is very simple, very pure, very effective, but putting this technology to the Equisizer is so extremely exciting for me. And when Jane talks about a lot of these positions and the sensors that can feel and measure pressure and tension, that it applies to every discipline, even racing. I am so excited because, as you know, Glenn, I mentor a lot of young jockeys, and with the Equisizer, it's an amazing tool. But man, to be able to take it to that next level, I'm so excited.
Well, I think that's the neat thing about what both of you are doing. The Equisizer is good for any discipline, any type of rider, no matter what you're doing, and so is your technology. It's good for everybody. It's not just dressage. It's not just being a jockey, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
It was interesting because, you know, of course, we started in dressage with a dressage saddle because that's what I do. But at WEG, the first group of people who just latched onto this and thought it was amazing and kept coming back day after day after day were the whole endurance team from the United States, from Spain. I mean, the endurance riders realize that if they're sitting crookedly, they're going to make their horses lame, and then they're going to get spun at a vet check, and they're not going to be able to finish. So all the different disciplines were seeing the benefits of this.
And I can see it, too. Did you have any of the Rainer stop by?
We did. We had.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, because it also makes a lot of sense for them, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
It makes sense for us all.
And what's it called again, and is there a website, Jane?
Yeah, our company is Equisense. The website is EQTrained, EQTRAINED.com. And you can actually see, I think on the homepage, there's a clip from WEG with my friend, who I already mentioned, Ruth Hogan Polson, doing a demo, and you can see the screen in the background, and it's like a 2-minute clip, but it shows you just what we do with the sensor tech and how we use the Equisizer.
That's pretty cool stuff. Well, congratulations, both of you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, now the idea, Jane, is to bring these out to, you know, obviously, I assume these are for sale, or are they for lease? Is this something that a big training barn gets, or, you know, who ends up with them?
Well, we're starting with large training centers, and we're opening our first center actually in a couple of weeks in Pawling, New York at Mistover Farm. And our goal throughout the next 12-month period is to have 12 training centers throughout the entire country before we then go internationally.
Okay, cool.
So
well,
people
this is
can
pretty
come,
cool stuff.
They can come, they can get their analysis on the Equisizer, they can bring their own horse and use the wireless tack, they can make a whole weekend out of it if they want.
Okay, so this is something that you can actually put on your horse while you're riding, taking a lesson or whatever, and it's wirelessly connected to the computer that your coach or whoever's watching.
Yeah, that's the eventual goal. We start you on the Equisizer to take the variable of the horse out of the equation, so we don't get mixed signals and you don't get mixed signals. In other words, if you're sitting on your own horse and he's, let's say, stiff to the right, and you say, well, my horse is pulling on the right rein, we're not going to know in the beginning if that's true or not. But if you're sitting on the Equisizer is not pulling on your right rein. If you have more weight in your right rein, it's you pulling on the horse. So that's why we like to start on the Equisizer, to really drill down and find out where your imbalances, where your crookedness lies before we then put you on a real horse with
well,
the equipment.
Great.
Yeah,
I like it. Of course, it's techie, so I like it. But, you know, being the geek and all. This is very geeky, very cool, and you can find it. We'll post links on our Facebook page and our show notes. And check it out. Thank you so much for giving us a call today, Jane. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's
hey, Glenn,
always
I got
to talk to you guys.
I want to mention one more thing. With Jane and I, our relationship was always, it's very formal. I have so much respect for Jane. And now that we're actually in this partnership and we've become very much more friendly, I've learned something about Jane.
Uh-oh.
That
Gossip? Good stuff?
I'm getting nervous here.
He is as competitive as anybody I've ever met. There was a segment that aired last week with the Kentucky Derby, and we can talk about the Kentucky Derby later, but the Equisizer was actually on the Today Show on NBC. Al Roker was sitting on an Equisizer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was another segment done with the North American Racing Academy with Chris McCarron. And then there was a third segment that aired on the Wall Street Journal. And in this segment with Chris McCarron's Jockey School, they demonstrated something called the Wall Sit. And they were doing, of course, they were using Equisizers through the majority of the this video. But the Wall Sit is an exercise that they were doing off the Equisizer. And it was leaning against the wall as if you were sitting on a chair, but there's no chair. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, Jane saw this video, and the first thing pops into my email box. I don't know what you did, Jane. It was like 45
seconds.
Well,
I did a minute and 15 seconds. Like, the guy from the Wall Street Journal thought he was so cool because he did 2 minutes. Now, and he says, oh, I'm ready for the Derby because that's just about 2 minutes. So I said, well, I'm going to see what I can do. So I did a minute and 15 seconds, and then the phone rang. So I didn't really know if I could do any more than that at that point. But then the challenge began. You know what the challenge is, so go ahead, Frankie.
Well, there you go. Jane's already being – she's defending her. It was more than 45
No,
I'm
up to 2 minutes now, though.
Yes, it's I love it. And the next thing I know, Jane
– Hey, Frankie, I love the phone excuse. That was pretty good.
After the show, I want you to try it. Frankie, you tell them what happened to you.
Oh, God.
Okay.
This is what's funny. Well, to add to this, Jane says I did a minute, 15 seconds, whatever it was, Jane. It might have been 60 minutes. I don't know. But next thing, they had a dressage camp at Ruth Hogan Polson's place up there in Vermont, and Jane was there. And next thing, there's a challenge with all the riders there doing the wall sit, and they're timing who's doing the most. So Jane made up this whole challenge.
A wall sit challenge.
Which I love this. Like, look at Jane go. She really wants to win this thing. And then I did it. I put it off because I was very busy. Right, Jane?
Yeah.
The phone kept ringing. Yeah.
Well, I tried it, and I didn't have a good wall. My shop is filled, so I tried to clear a spot.
You didn't have a good wall?
I didn't have a good wall.
Well,
here's the funny part.
Did you work in a tent? What?
Good no, one. I just have so much in my shop. Everything is just, every space is taken. So I made a space, okay?
God.
I made a space, and I said, okay, I'm going to do this thing. And I'm thinking, you know, I rode races for 25 years. I should be able to do this for like 5 minutes. Well, I'm embarrassed, but after about 35 seconds, my feet started to slip on the floor. I got a cramp, and I fell down my butt. And I haven't tried it since.
Oh, dear. No, you have to go in training. What you don't know, Frankie, is that I also posted this challenge on my Dressage Mentor website.
Ooh.
And we're having this wild contest. And people are giving all kinds of training tips, like recite the Pledge of Allegiance 3 times and the Gettysburg Address 2 times, and that'll get you through. Somebody else posted a link from YouTube that is that song Crying Eyes, but they said when you get to like a minute and 36 seconds, just substitute the word crying thighs. I mean, people are coming up with all these great training techniques to do the wall sit.
All right, so now let me just clarify this, and then we do have to run. You have to act like you're sitting on a chair. Your back is leaning against the wall, I assume. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And your thighs are parallel to the ground.
Okay,
your legs are at a 90-degree angle.
All right, you're sitting rather than squatting, so to speak. So, all right, I'm going to give this a try. I'm going to try it. I'll tell you what, guys, I will try it during the song today because the song's about 4 minutes long.
Oh,
so I will give it a try during the song, and I will time myself to see if I can beat Frankie's 30 seconds.
I want you
That's
to
all
beat
you
my
have
two
to do.
Minutes. And then post it on the Facebook page. We want to know just how many seconds.
I should have Jennifer come over here and flip cam it so that
absolutely
we can
and
post
we
the
want
video.
Proof. Not,
yeah.
not that we don't trust you, Glenn. Not that we don't
yeah,
trust you. But we want proof.
Glenn, if you beat me, I'm never coming on the show again. Ever. Do not
thank
beat
you guys.
Me.
Thank you, Jane. We appreciate it.
Talk okay, you guys soon. Have a great day.
All thank right,
you,
Jane. Bye-bye.
I mean it, Gren. I mean it.
I'm going to be at the ready. You know what, Glenn? You're allowed to try this during the song on the show, but you have to wear your riding helmet when you do it. Because you're going to break something.
I fell off my ball the other day, Frankie, because you know I sit on an exercise ball. And during the show, when Jackie Baker was on the other day, I went to tie my shoe. I forgot I was on the ball and fell right off. So it was the first time I had ever fallen off my ball, though. Hey, Frankie,
I thought
we're gonna
put a new sound effects on the switchboard, but it was actually him falling off his ball.
Frankie, we're going to do this. Your sound is going a little bit crappy on us. So go ahead and hang up, and Jennifer's going to try and get you back during the commercial break here. And we'll see
sounds
if we
great.
Can improve your sound a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Frankie. All right, so this half hour of this show is sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Choose Kentucky Performance Products supplements because the horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. This week, I want to speak with you about Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran. It's low in starch, rich in fat. Equijoule delivers the goodness of all-natural rice bran to your horse in the most stable, nutritious form possible. Their unique milling process ensures that Equijoule rice bran contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio, which complements any diet. Equijoule is recommended for performance horses, seniors, and horses on restricted diets. Gain the inside advantage with Equijoule rice bran by visiting kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. And they have a ton of other products over there, too. I'm certain that you're going to find something that to fit any of the issues or just maintenance issues that you're looking for your horse. And you can find that over at kppusa.com. And I think earlier in the show, we got so busy, and then Jane surprised us with that phone call. We got so busy that we forgot to do our Daily Whinny. So I'm going to give my Daily Whinny now. Well, the Daily Whinny today goes out to Aubrey Miller, who is a listener of ours who listens all the time. And we, you know, she listens to all the shows, and we thank her for that. She was a guest of ours on the Stable Scoop show this week, which is now live over at stablescoop.com. And Aubrey listened to last week's show that I did with Helena, and we talked about weight loss. Helena's lost quite a bit of weight in the last couple of weeks with the help of her husband, who is a chef and a nutritionist. And, you know, he really talked to her about the proper way to lose weight and all of that. And we did last week's Stable Scoop show on weight loss and proper nutrition, which, by the way, has motivated Jennifer and I to also really start to watch what we're eating. And we're following some of the principles that Peter taught us in last week's Stable Scoop show. But Aubrey Miller actually heard that show, and she commented on Facebook, and she told us about her incredible story. And we had her on the Stable Scoop show this week, and I wanted to entice you a little bit by just saying, take a listen to Stable Scoop. Aubrey's story is so inspirational. She went from being an event rider at 5'5" tall at 200 pounds down to, after her efforts, down to 115 pounds, and she's kept it off over the past couple of years. And we posted pictures over there at Stable Scoop, too, of the before and after pictures. And she was so kind and so brave to come on the show with us and talk about it. And we really appreciate her doing that. So stop on over to Stable Scoop and hear Aubrey Miller tell her story. And, Frankie, I know that that's something that jockeys fight with all the time is weight. I mean, you're constantly battling that.
Right. Well, there's some jockeys that are naturally light, but then there's the majority of them have to work at it very, very carefully and hard. Some of us, myself personally, I was a rider I could not just eat anything I wanted. I had to, of course, the exercise and all that stuff. I mean, you're riding so many horses, and it's such a, you're using every muscle every day. And it's quite a workout riding racehorses that I didn't have to, like, go to the gym or anything. Some jockeys do, but But man, oh man, yes, we definitely have to watch everything, calories, even the amount of intake of things that don't have calories.
And, you know, it's ironic that I'm bringing this up now because our next guest is our Cooking with Reese segment with Reese Koffler-Stanfield talking about some mighty fattening food today. So it's appropriate to bring that up now. Hey, Frankie, I heard that you had a Daily Winnie, too, so here we go.
Wow. Can I start?
Yes, just go ahead.
Oh, my Daily Winnie goes to my wife, Sandy Lovato, for her Stampede of Dreams therapeutic writing program that is going to be kicking off their third season, stampedeofdreams.org, if anybody's ever interested in checking us out. Therapeutic writing program, go get them, Sandy, another year. I love you, and keep up the great work. I'm actually her helper.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is her program, and she tells me what to do, where to stand, how to act. But we, our therapeutic writing program, we work with, right now, mostly children with disabilities. We use real horses, but we also use the equisizer as a big part of the program.
Okay. Well, that's neat. That's neat.
Yeah.
And I know Sandy's very passionate about that, and she's quite the horsewoman, too, and obviously, you know, knows more than you and I put together, just like Jennifer does. And rightly so, because, you know, we're really proud of our unnatural horsemanship. You know, we don't need all that fancy stuff. We have the natural instincts of horse husbands.
Yes.
And on that bull crap, we're going to bring in somebody who has a terrific horse husband who I got to have dinner with. Believe it or not, and since we started this show 6 months ago, Reese Koffler-Stanfield has been doing the Cooking with Reese segment. And she has been telling us for 6 months that she was going to invite Jennifer and I over for dinner to see if, in fact, she really could cook. And guess what, Frankie?
What?
She can. She invited us over for dinner. We actually did.
I'm so there.
Hi, Reese.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hi, Frankie. I'm so excited you're on today.
Oh, gosh, it's so great to hear your voice.
Oh, you too. You too. And glad to
know. What was that? You broke up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm so glad to be on. And we finally did do our dinner. I couldn't handle another time without having you over, and it was great. But, you know, Glenn, you're being really kind because a lot of that I picked up at Fresh Market. I did. I went shopping.
Well, we have to give you – I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt because it was the last day of Rolex and we were all kind of busy that day.
Exactly. We had a great time. Travis, my wonderful horsey husband, was great on the grill. But it was – Rolex was such a fun time and it was great. And we were so happy to have you guys over and we can't wait to do it again. And
yes,
Frankie,
that'll be
you
fun.
You know, the invite's always open.
And Frankie, let me tell you, she has a beautiful farm. It's really cool. She has the cleanest. Let me tell you, you could cook dinner in her tack room because it is. First of all, there's a kitchen in there, but it's also the cleanest tack room I have ever seen, ever.
Well, that makes me happy. I'm going to have to tell my working students and Berto, my farm manager. I'm going to have to tell them that they will love that they got a compliment.
Well, now, we were just talking about food, you know, because we're doing a segment this week on Stable Scoop, and we've been talking actually about weight loss and everything, and then we're bringing you on to talk about cooking good food, and I'm reading the recipe here, Reese, and I'm getting hungry at just looking at it.
I know. Actually, I was, you know, I get all my magazines, and it's so, you know, I get my Martha Stewart Living and my Real Simple magazines every month, and it's like my guilty pleasure. I love it, and I'm talking through, and this recipe came up, and I mean, it's just, I'm like looking at it right now, and my mouth is watering. I mean, this one is going to be a keeper in the Stanfield house for sure.
All right, yeah. Well, tell us what it is. Actually a twist on spaghetti, isn't it?
It is. It's a twist on spaghetti, and I love it. And, you know, I don't know about everyone else out there, but it finally stopped raining in Kentucky, and it's actually, it's been quite warm here this week. So we're getting excited about planting our vegetable garden. And actually, also here, we have a wonderful orchard right down the street that has amazing tomatoes. So, Glenn, I'm going to have to get you guys some tomatoes for sure. So when I saw this recipe, it kind of made me think of summer. So the recipe this month is basil spaghetti with cheesy broiled tomatoes. And you start with 12 ounces of spaghetti, 3 large beefsteak tomatoes, each cut in 4 thick slices, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, plus a little more for the baking sheet, kosher salt and black pepper, 8 ounces of fresh mozzarella grated, 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan, plus a little more shavings for serving, 2 cloves of garlic chopped, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes, and 3/4 cup of torn fresh basil, plus more for serving. Those your ingredients. They're pretty great, you know, especially in the summer and coming up. This will be a wonderful recipe. So what's new?
And of course, all of that is fat free and no calories at all.
Of course. But I don't know about everyone else. But in the summer, I'm so hot out in the barn all day. I really don't eat much during the day. So having something nice and hearty in the evening is good because I'm hungry.
After
riding in the heat is never a good time. But I thought this would be a great one.
All right.
You're gonna heat your boiler, and you're gonna cook your pasta according to the package directions. You're going to drain them and return it to the pot. And while your pasta is cooking, you're going to arrange your tomato slices on a single layer, and you're going to lightly oil the rim of your baking sheet. You can oil your baking sheet just so you don't have any stickage. And you're going to season with 1/4 teaspoon of salt and black pepper on your tomatoes. And you're going to divide that, divide evenly. You're going to divide your cheese, finger your mozzarella cheese, and Parmesan over each tomato. And you're going to broil them until the cheese is bubbly and golden.
So you're actually broiling
golden cheese. Oh my gosh!
You're actually broiling the tomatoes with cheese first.
Well, at that point, they're on the tomatoes.
Right.
At that point.
Right.
But
yep.
Here's my tip of the day: do not walk away from the oven. Tip of the day. That goes bad, and you will create a very smoky mess. Not that I've ever done that, but when you have the boil on, do not look away. Because then my husband is running to the front door of our little apartment and fanning. It's really a mess.
I can see him doing that, too.
Yeah, not that this has ever happened. And my poor dog runs because the fire alarm's going off, and oh, boy, it's just like, I have walked away from the broiler before. That is okay, so as this is happening, you can do this in stages, or if you're comfy by standing by the stove, you're gonna, in a small saucepan, you're gonna warm your little bit of olive oil with your garlic and red pepper over medium heat until it's fragrant. Again, this is a 1 to 2 minute thing. This doesn't take a long time. Don't walk away. You don't want to burn the garlic. Not that I've done that either. If you burn garlic, it gets really bitter and gross.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. Yep. So then you're going to add your garlic oil, your basil, your 1/2 teaspoon of salt, your 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. That can change depending on your preferences. You're going to toss it over the pasta. You're going to toss to combine it. You're going to put it in your dishes. And then you're going to put 2 or 3 tomatoes on top of each bowl. And then, of course, you're going to add a little bit more basil and a little bit more shaved Parmesan in your kitchen.
So you're actually putting – so this recipe really has no tomato sauce in it.
No.
Yeah.
So it's not super heavy.
Right.
Which is what I like about it. It's not – it's, you know, once you cut into your tomatoes, you'll get a little sauce action. So,
when you do the tomato slices, beefsteak tomato is not available to everyone if they don't have a decent – fresh market about. So what you do need, though, is you need a big, flavorful tomato cut into thick slices.
Right. Exactly. Because you're going to broil it, and you need it. If you do thin slices, it won't hold up.
You want a big, fat, thick slice.
Yes.
Got it.
Exactly.
You know what you could use? You could use the Italian tomatoes, too, the ones that are kind of funny shaped, and just cut them in half. Yeah.
Yeah, big summer tomato would be perfect. Yeah, and then you would just add, you know, a couple more tomatoes if you needed to in the broiling process.
if you use
here's a tip. Go ahead.
The pasta that has the green pasta that has spinach in it, that would be so pretty.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, that would be so pretty, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I try to do whole wheat, talk about being healthy, anything pasta, I try to get whole wheat pasta if I can. So I think that's always better.
Now, it's too bad Jamie's not here because this is a vegetarian recipe.
I know. Not that Frankie won't love this recipe, too. I know Sandy takes care of Frankie as well. So, but here's a tip. If you wanted to change this recipe a little bit, try, instead of the mozzarella, we're going Mediterranean now, try feta cheese. Do the same process. Just use feta. And then toss in half a cup of pitted olives.
Ooh.
Kalamata olives. Oh, yeah, 2-for-1 this week. Yeah, she might guess this would be a Mediterranean flair.
Yeah, because Glenn's an olive guy.
I love olives a lot.
Oh, me too, Glenn. I love olives. Yeah, they're
and they're
wonderful.
Good for you. They're healthy and low in fat and probably not very many calories.
Oh, I don't know. Probably because they're so good, they're probably terrible for you, but I would go with them.
That is a good idea. I really like putting the olives in here, and you could use black or green olives. It wouldn't matter what kind of olives
actually. No, I think it would be really tasty. I think it would be
good. Isn't feta cheese a goat cheese?
No, I don't know.
I think it is.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it may be.
Okay, Facebookers out there, let us know.
Yes, what is, Facebookers, let us know. I don't know. That's past.
I know what Jennifer's thinking. We absolutely love goat cheese, and you could use goat cheese instead, too.
Absolutely. I think any cheese, any soft cheese like that would be perfect.
All right, now I'm really hungry, and we got an hour of show to go yet. So thanks a lot, Ree. You still there? Oops, did we lose Ree? I thought you got awful quiet.
No, Jennifer, her line's still open.
Did you think she dropped the phone in the stew pot?
She might have dropped it in the sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. Oops. I think she's gone, actually.
Reese left us.
Yeah, so you want to give her a call back here quick. And we'll,
I'll give her a holler. I'll be right back.
We'll see if we can get her back on. So do you have? What's your favorite food, Frankie? What do jockeys like to eat when they're not losing weight?
Well, there's not many things I really don't like, but probably because you can't eat most things if you're watching your weight on an everyday basis, that everything sounds good. So, yeah, I'm not too picky, but I do like to eat healthy. I love light meals. I love all types of fish, beef, and poultry, and I love to cook, Glenn. I love to create things. I don't write things down.
I don't either. I'm not good at that. I love to cook, too, but I'm not good at recipes. I always change them. And then if it comes out really good, Jennifer says, remember that, and I'm like, I don't even remember what I put in the thing.
I could so relate to that.
I can never duplicate it.
But, yeah, I don't follow recipes. I just say, I've got to come up with something. I've got this, this, and this, and I'm going to create something. And usually comes out pretty good. Sandy likes when I cook. So.
Well, you know, that's going to have to be part of our unnatural horsemanship training for horse husbands is the cooking end, because most of us end up cooking because we all know that horse women don't cook. So, you know, there's a generalization for you.
And for some reason, they don't clean the kitchen either, Glenn.
That's true. What do you mean? They don't clean their cars out either. That's the other thing.
Like brushes and hoof picks and it's even in the cars in the kitchen.
Looks like we
I'm
have
kidding,
Reese
I'm
back
kidding.
On. Reese, we're just here busting on our wives.
Man, be careful. I got to come back in. Sorry about that. It's the good old cell phone coverage in Georgetown, Kentucky. I can actually hear you guys, but you couldn't hear
me. We thought maybe you dropped your phone in your cereal this morning, and that was the end of it.
No. I wish I had a good story. It's just my cell phone. I can hear you. I'm like, Oh, this is bad. This isn't good. I'm sitting in the same seat I always sit in, but didn't like that. Yeah, I know.
Well,
you guys be nice to your wives. They're wonderful.
Yes, they are. We do have good wives, but they do have little quirks like all horse women do.
I am perfect. I don't have any quirks at all, Glenn. What are you talking about?
is your car absolutely clean with no piles of clothing and mud all over the floors and piles of clothing in the back seat? Tell me that yours is perfectly clean.
Well, it's a lot better now that I own the farm. So I'm not traveling around as much as I used to. Before, yes, it would drive me crazy because I went to some organizational seminar once and they said that organized people have clean cars. So my theory is if I can at least try to organize my car, that I could be an organized person. So I can't tell you that's it all works, but yeah, I do have a theory about that.
Better is a relative term. Remember that.
Yes, exactly. So it is better now that I don't drive around as much and I'm not in my car. I don't live in my car anymore. It's not quite so bad. So
I have to ask you about one other thing, and then we're going to have to let you go. A certain horse showed up the night that we were there with you.
Yes.
And it was a horse, we're going to throw Buck under the bus. It was one of Buck Davidson's horses, and basically he sent it over to you to hold him for a little while and said, do what you want with him. So, how's Buck's horse doing? Is he still there?
He's gone. He was just waiting until Missy Ranshausen was going back to Pennsylvania. So we definitely slipped him some treats. Since he was in a dressage barn, I figured we could slip him some treats. So.
I like that.
We gave him lots of cookies. Yeah.
You fattened up that event horse, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'm going to give him treats because he's in a dressage barn. But he was lovely, and, you know, I always like to help a friend out. You know, Missy called us right when we were having dinner and said, can I bring a horse over? And I said, sure, whatever. So I don't mind helping a friend out. So it was fun. And Rolex was just a great week. It's fun. Rolex is just a fun event for everybody to come out to. So it happens every year, and it's just a great time. So.
Hey, there's something else coming up, too. I don't know if Frankie's ever been there, but a friend of his helps out there, and actually a fellow jockey, Chris McCarron, is one of the ones that helps put this event on, and that's the High Hope Steeplechase is coming up next weekend. It's a huge event here in Lexington, and we're actually going to have the organizer of the High Hope Steeplechase on with us next Tuesday to talk about that. And it gets like 50,000, 60,000 people attend this every year.
It's so much fun. Yeah, it's a great – that's another really fun event here. You know, we go really in Lexington, we go from Rolex and then obviously the Derby in Louisville, but the Derby's a national holiday here at the Stanfield House, and then High Hope. So – lots of fun events that happen here in the spring, and it's why Kentucky's the horse capital for sure. So it's fun. So that's a great event too.
I'm going to end on this because we just seem to be talking on and on with everybody today and running a little bit over, but that's okay. I knew that would happen with Frankie and I on the show. But Frankie, I got to tell you, little Miss Reese here, we got to see her in a dress and a hat because she called us from the parking lot last week of Churchill Downs. She was over there in her pink dress, looking all hot and spiffy, getting ready to go to the Oaks that day on Friday. How was it?
Oh, it was great. It was great. We prefer to go to the Oaks now. We've done Derby before, and it's great. It's a fun event, and it's fun to get dressed up. And actually, we go get together with all Travis's friends from high school. They have been going to Derby since high school, which, of course, was just last year. And we go, and they get really into the betting. Frankie, you would love it. I'm not a betting woman because I already lose too much money in horses. So
I'm not a gambler myself at all. I've never got into that end of it. But oh gosh, the Oaks is just as fun. I've gotten to ride the Oaks a few times, and one time, and I'll tell you a story that one time I was close to winning it, and I thought that the feeling got through me, and there's almost as many people there for Oaks Day as there is Derby Day, and when you turn for home, man, the roar of the crowd is just wow, just get you. So, so one time I thought I was going to win it, and out of that roar of the crowd, I heard one guy out of that crowd, for some reason, I hear him, go get him, Frankie, and I was thinking to myself, yes, I'm going to win this race, and just as I said that, my horse went to go, uh-oh.
It is a fun event. Again, one, it should be on everybody's bucket list. It's something to see, and it's really fun. So we do. I take that Friday off every year. I'm never at the barn, and we go, and it's a lot of fun. So, you know,
well, we'll be definitely meeting up with you, trying to say hi and catch up with you next week as we go to High Hope.
Cool. Well, you guys have a great week. Frankie, it was great talking with you as well, and you all have fun.
Yes, Teresa. Great talking to you, too. And there's a chance that we may make that event for High Hopes, Gwen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
As you were saying, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I didn't know I had a message on my cell phone. My cell phone doesn't work where I live. Might as well throw it in the water bucket. But there was a message from Chris McCarron telling me about it, and they're going to have equalizers all set up there for people to take jockey lessons and to try and stuff.
Oh, fun. And Frankie's equalizers are so much fun. I've been on them a lot, and they're great. So, I've even gotten traps on him, and he looks good as a little jockey up there. He's maybe a little too tall, but he had fun.
Yes, Travis did awesome.
Yeah.
Reese, I have I have the distinction of being the only one ever bucked off.
You're kidding me, Glenn.
Yeah, I am.
No way.
I am.
What? Really?
Well,
was your girth that
bucked
tight?
Off, pushed off.
Yeah, I think
it was pushed off.
Yeah, I think pushed off is probably more of the more of. That's awesome.
All right, we all have to get together then if Frankie's coming down. We're gonna have to get together and have a drink together over at the High Hopes People Chase.
Deal.
We might have to do that. That'd be awesome.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Reese. Love your recipe. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
She's always a delight to have on. And we have our song coming up next. The song is brought to you by Pocket Stable. Pocket Stable is the only iPhone app that's been created for horse owners who want to keep track of all of the information about their horse. Frankie, you should have this. If you have an iPhone, you should have this because you could keep track of popcorn this way. What you could do is put in all the vaccines and wormings and farrier and dentist visits. By the way, our horse today, our poor horse, Frankie, is getting dentist and shoes today.
Wow.
So. Wow, he's going to be traumatized, won't talk to us for a month. If you can keep track of all of that, though, when it happened and when it's coming up next, it can give you reminders. You can also track the weight of your horse, which is something that Frankie and I don't like to do very much. We don't like to track the horse's weight because it just reminds us that we're too squishy. And you can do all of this in one simple place right on your iPhone. It's so easy to do. Just go to pocketstable.com or just search for Pocket Stable in the App Store on your iPhone. Frankie, I have a song for you. This is dedicated to you, and then I'm going to have to run out and lean against the wall with a little bit of a timer here.
Okay.
If I don't come back, please start talking after the song's over, because that means I've collapsed and bonked my head and I'm on my way to the hospital. This is a song I dedicated to you and to Popcorn called Palomino.
Aww. Victory in his prime.
like the sun you always glow.
Palomino by Marianne Kennedy. You can find all of her music at MarianneKennedy.com. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you by the Horse Radio Network. And I am Glenn the Geek here. Filling in for Jamie today is Frankie Lovato. And
yes.
You still there, Frankie? Did we
I'm
lose
still
you?
I'm still here, Glenn.
Okay.
with my bell still on, so.
Oh, good. Well, I did it. I did it, Frankie. Jennifer is a witness. She used her stopwatch on
okay.
her phone. And I, by the way, that sounds so easy to do, but after about 10 seconds, boy, do your legs start burning. But I made it, Jennifer, announce how long I made it for.
45.56 seconds.
And then I got a phone call.
Oh, gosh, I have no more dignity. I'm sorry, I have to go now.
Now, I have to say that...
Frankie, keep in mind,
yeah.
He was the same color red as that beefsteak tomato we were talking about in the recipe.
And I got to tell you, I could feel myself getting that red after about 15 seconds. It really is tough to do.
Oh, gosh, it's hard. And well, you know, I'm put to shame, so... And we're talking about the wall sit, just in case anybody's just tuning in. And it's on the Facebook page. Sandy posted the Wall Street Journal video with Chris McCarron's Jockey School using the Equisizer. And it shows the wall sit, and that's what we're talking about. And I'm put to shame.
And
thanks,
our friend
Glenn.
Aubrey, who I talked
thanks,
about
buddy.
Earlier, just posted on Facebook. She says, have fun with the wall sit, Glenn. If you get real ambitious, try the P90X version. 2 minutes. One leg at a time, hold the other one straight out and switch every 15 seconds. Yeah, Aubrey, that's going to happen. Yeah. Holy crap. She says, thanks for the shout out. I'm wearing my hat cleaning the wash pit this morning. She's wearing her Horse Radio Network hat while cleaning the wash pit? I don't know if that's a good idea. You're not allowed to get those dirty. That's like sacred territory there.
I think she should have two or three, you know, for different occasions.
Well, you know, Aubrey, I'd probably send her another one. If you get that one dirty, Aubrey, let me know, and we'll send you another one. And, Aubrey, if you can do it one-legged at a time, you are our hero. We are looking
wow.
up to you. We're going to bow. And everybody
wow.
out there that's going, oh, it can't be that hard, you try it. You try it.
Yeah,
then tell
try
me.
It.
Yeah, yes. Here we go. This is time this week for...
Pay attention.
Every Friday we do our segment called Really Bad Ads, and of course the show today is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Really Bad Ads Day, you know, this started by accident because Jamie kept finding in her Craigslist out there in Arizona some really bad horse ads, and they bad spelling or just the things they said were just out in left field. And we thought, let's make a segment out of it every Friday, and it's become a really popular segment for people. And we had a whole bunch of submissions this week that we're going to go over, but we also have a terrific prize for the winner today. Carrots called in on Monday on Jennifer's birthday and wished her happy birthday and gave her a pair of Carrots Micro-Cord boot-cut riding tights and also offered a pair for the winner of Really Bad Ads. So thank you to Carrots, and we'll be posting a link to those bootcut riding tights on our Facebook page today. And that's what the winner is going to get, worth $90. So that was very nice of Carrots to do that.
Wow.
All right.
So, Glenn, yeah. let me ask you, let me get this straight. So if
yeah.
you have the best worst ad, you win a prize.
That's correct. You got it. You
that's
have to be
incentive.
The best of the worst.
That's
right.
That's pure incentive. I love it.
You know, that's how I live my life, Frankie, the best of the worst. And I can so relate to these ads. The first one was submitted by Stacy Sheely, and I'm not sure, Greenwood somewhere. I'm not sure what state that's in. And it's an ad. This one's interesting because it's an ad for birthday parties, and it says, have a horse birthday party, which sounds really cool. We do horse birthday parties. Have your child's birthday party at our place. We do it all. No cleanup for mom and dad. It really sounds good. Each person will get to ride a horse around our pasture, guided by experienced riders. And then these are the bullet points that are below. Play fun cowboy games. Campfire. Roast hot dogs, chips, and drinks. Use a real branding iron. Okay, so is there a problem with children running around with a hot branding iron? Does anybody see an issue with that? And who exactly are they using the branding iron on?
I got to wonder. The poor whatever it is.
The poor ponies like popcorn are running away in fear because they see these kids coming with hot branding irons. I don't know.
Well, this is just shy of the trail with broken glass and beehives.
Yeah.
The trail ride. I think that should be on the list.
Well, there you go. You can sign your kid up to play with hot branding irons today. Just give them a call off of Craigslist. Thank you, Stacy. Well, this one was submitted by Alicia in Kentucky, and this is out of Lexington, I'm sorry to say. It's a simple ad. It says $700 is her best offer. Approximately a 15-2 Blood Bay Thoroughbred gelding with excellent bloodlines, very sweet, track broke only, too slow for racing, and needs a new job and shoes. Very attractive young horse. I love how she threw this, too slow for racing, and needs a new job and shoes.
And shoes.
Apparently he lost his shoes someplace and going to need new ones. So
that's a deal breaker, you know.
No, yeah. $700. I don't know if I want one that doesn't have shoes.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker. I was hooked till that point. I was hooked. And popcorn's barefoot, you know. But still, you know, without the shoes, if that was a deal breaker for me.
You know, we keep Beaker barefoot over the winter, but today he gets his front shoes back on, so he's going to be all spiffy and good looking today.
Ooh.
Not only is he skinny because Jennifer tortures him, he'll be looking good in his new sneakers today. One of the themes, Frankie, with these ads that we get almost every week, and we're just blown away at the number of people who are wanting to trade their horse for anything. That just give me a refrigerator and you can have my horse. Give me an old dead car and you can have my horse. It's amazing the number of people who do that. Well, here's another one. Standardbred driving gelding, $3,500. Rachel sent this one in from Longwood, California. It says, sunny black standardbred gelding, age approximately 10, papered no, personality plus. He's 15 hands and weighs 1,000 pounds. And that's all really great. The gelding is broke to drive, for anyone to drive. He was used at a boys' camp. This is a really terrific gelding for $3,500. And then it goes on to say, trades or part trades considered, tractor, flatbed trailer, dump trailer, economy vehicle, Canadian Bay registered driving mare, very specific there, she wants a certain one, cattle, she'll trade her $3,500 driving gelding for cattle, barn, horse panels, or fencing, or question mark. What do you have? Call me and we can talk. This lady. And you know what? There's a picture, actually, Frankie, of the lady driving, and it's a beautiful carriage and everything.
Apparently
but you can't see the horse.
What is she going to pull?
You only see the butt of the horse. You can't see the horse at all. But the carriage is pretty.
I'm speechless on this one. I can offer an equisizer. I do get that. Sometimes people will say, I have an old gelding. Will you trade? It's not quite what I was looking for, but holy smokes.
Yeah, well, we'll let that one go.
A little further down the line, we have just what that person needs, don't we?
Oh, yeah, let's see that one next. Let me see if I can find that one. So here we go. We have Biz Stam sent this one in. Thank you, Biz. And it says, the answer for those will trade for ads. This is somebody that's actually wanted looking for something. So this is the opposite of all of those other ads. And it says, wanted, looking for my best friend in a horse. And this is from Washington State. I would like to find a forever best friend. Gelding preferred, but would consider mares if they're not too marish while in heat. Yeah, don't we all want one of those? I can provide an excellent home with lots of love and attention daily. If you have a horse and can no longer keep it or do not want for whatever reason and might be interested in trading, here we go again. This comes up almost every week, too. For a non-eating item, or would consider part trade with a few payments, then please contact me. I really, really miss riding, and I know a horse will help me heal the sadness from the loss of my other mare. And apparently he had to have his other mare put down. It goes into all of that stuff. But this is what they're willing to offer. Here is a list of the things that I have to offer. A 25-cubic-foot refrigerator, ice maker, adjustment climate-controlled shelves. Really light cream almond color. Works great. Refrigerator. A female blue heeler, less than 1 year old. This person's willing to trade their dog for a horse. Older 15-inch Hereford. I'm not sure. Texan saddle. So they're willing to get rid of their saddle. I don't know exactly how they're going to ride the horse. An older Simcoe 15-inch barrel saddle with front and back rigging. Several saddle pads. A brand new full pony blanket. Two pairs of HAPS. H-A-P-S. Child large or adult small. Or front shipping boots. So, and miscellaneous other tacks. Pretty much she will clean out her tack room is what it sounds like and give it to you in exchange for a horse. You can have all of her crap. Now, think about this. Why, if you're trading your horse for a refrigerator, that probably means that you're really wanting to get rid of the last horse they have, would you need all of the tack? You probably wouldn't. So I'd go for the refrigerator. What about you, Frankie?
I was thinking if they threw in a 50-inch flat screen that Popcorn and I could, you know, say goodbye. But these things
Popcorn
are things.
Really, what's Popcorn's favorite show, Frankie?
Let's see. He likes to watch HRTV, the horse racing channel.
Is he dreaming of the day that you'll put him in the starting gate and he's going to go across the finish line with Frankie riding him with his hand held high?
Exactly. That's exactly it. It's his dream, his vision. I have nothing to do with it.
Is he 11 hands? What? Is he even 11 hands?
No, he's 10.
Okay.
He's 10. But I think, it depends. If he's laying down, he's 11. That's width. We are talking height, right?
Yes. All right, the next one Jennifer's going to post here, it's a picture. We always try and put one picture up. And really, the ad's fairly normal. You got an 11-year-old 16-2-hand horse. They're trying to sell this Appaloosa gelding for $800. There's just something interesting about the picture. You're going to see that after Jennifer poses the picture that you see the horse without a rider just walking along in the field, obviously photoshopped out. The person leading the horse photoshopped out the lead rope, pretty much photoshopped out, or they photoshopped out the rider. I'm not sure which, Randy. There could have been a rider that they photoshopped out. But it's kind of just an odd picture. You can see that. Jennifer's going to post it on Facebook. By the way, this one will trade for a lawnmower, but it has to have a bagger. So they don't want no crappy lawnmower without a bagger.
Another deal breaker there. You still don't have your bagger. Glenn, maybe what happened is the rider fell off, and they had their camera, and they caught this picture while the horse was loose.
There you go.
And they need the lawnmower to help that rider. Well, maybe I don't know. I give up.
Frankie, look down your list. I want you to do the following one. Faye Windsor, wife, safe horse.
I love this. Okay, I'm going to read this. A wife-safe horse, a 20-year-old swayback, love them swayback mares, swayback mare, free to good home. She is also deaf, which makes her even more wife-safe. this is not a husband-safe horse. She hates men and thinks they are stupid and cannot ride a normal horse. Wow. Do we need to read this again, Glenn?
Let's read the first sentence again, especially the end.
Okay. Wife, safe horse, 20-year-old swayback mare, free to good home. She is also deaf, which makes her even more wife safe.
Okay, let's analyze that. So she is deaf, which makes her more wife safe. Does that mean if we were deaf, we'd be more wife safe?
I'm not going there. I'm really trying
to get you on the couch tonight.
Well, this is posted by a woman. I'm trying to figure this whole thing out.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And I also don't get she hates men and thinks they're stupid and can't ride a normal horse. let's just leave it at that. That's going to go in our horse husband's manual, though. It's better if you're deaf to be a horse husband because your wife's safe then.
What happens if you're, let's say you're a man and you have some female tendencies, maybe have a high-pitched voice, maybe have long hair. Should I call this person and see if you know, maybe this horse could be for me? I don't talk enough, though. Maybe, I'm going to have to get back to this one.
Okay. And our runner-up today is from Grant Gurr. And I think, Grant, this was submitted, I know we have a lot of listeners in Down Under, and this is submitted from Australia, I believe, Auckland. Is that right, Jennifer? This one was from Australia.
I know it's in Australia. Unfortunately, Grant, I apologize. I don't remember which part of the country he is in.
Well, I think it's West Auckland because it says it in the ad. Let's take a listen to the ad. By the way, this just goes to prove that people who post Craigslist ads are the same everywhere in the world. It's not exclusive to the United States.
This one came from a website in Australia. It's an Australian specific. We use Craigslist the same way people use Kleenex.
Okay, got it.
You know,
yes,
it's generically. Correct. If it's a bad ad, it's a Craigslist ad. Yeah.
That's right. All right. Here we go. It says, wanted experienced rider to exercise my TBS, which I assume means thoroughbreds in this case. And now it's pretty much no capitalization and just a big, long sentence. So I'm going to try. Let me get a drink of water first. Here we go. Wanted experienced rider to exercise thoroughbred mares times two till one sails and the other is left out, but I be always got horses that need riding. Horses are in West Auckland and Westgate era. Mares are 16 hand and 16 three hands are around here and are lovely. One needs schooling, but she is trilled and was a slow, so never raced, and is about 9 years old, and the other is 17 years old, and been there, done that, but needs blat, and owed is will. There you go.
There you go.
Did you get that, Frankie?
Well, that's why you have to stay in school, Glenn. This is why young kids should stay in school. There's a couple of words there I think I figured out. But
better mysteries. I love how he put damn that, and then it needs a blat. But needs a blat. I'm not sure what a blat is, and I don't have any idea. That could be an Australian word. Maybe that's an Australian word for something.
Could be.
They talk
different down there. All right. This is the winner, and we're gonna do a drum roll here. And the winner is Kelly Utter. And Kelly actually sent us a trio of ads, which show us why – she put a lot of work into this, so Kelly deserves this. It shows us why certain four-letter words are so very important in ads, because if you forget a word, especially the word with, it will change an ad. So every one of these, we're missing a with. Let me read the sentence that applies I won't read the whole ad. Let me just read the sentences that are without the with, and then I'll read them with the with. Got that?
Got it.
This is without the with. Needs an experienced rider, but will ride kids with supervision. Say that again. Needs an experienced rider, but will ride kids with supervision. So probably a with would have been good in there. Next one. My dad, who is 80, riding my granddaughter, who is 2. My dad, who is 80, riding my granddaughter, who is 2. another one that probably would have been very important to have a within. And then the third one is she is rideable and has rode beginners. The horse is rideable and has rode beginners. Again, that word with is ever so important when you're writing your Craigslist ads. You probably want to include it. Well, thank you, Kelly. That was a lot of work to find three of them that were missing a with, and we appreciate you submitting that. Kelly, go ahead and send your address to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. That's Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, at horseradionetwork.com. And we will get back, or Carrots will get back in touch with you with the size and color you want. But thank you so much to Carrots. You're now the proud owner of a pair of Carrots Micro-Cord bootcut breeches. And they're Jennifer's favorite. I'm sure you're going to like them as well. Well, that was this week's Really Bad Ad. We got through it, Frankie, just the two of us.
Fantastic.
Got through it. And by the way, Brenda has chimed in on Facebook and says, love the idea of the wall sit challenge. I'm a physical therapist, and I prescribe this exercise regularly for my patients. Not sure how long I could hold it myself, though. It's like the plumber's house, the, you know, the sinks leak, and the electrician's house, the lights never work. Brenda,
yes.
And get against the wall there. Listening to you while I wait for my next client. Thank you for listening, Brenda. We appreciate that. And Aubrey has chimed in about the hat situation. Remember, I was picking on her because she's going to get our hat dirty. She says, the hat's clean. I try not to get my head too close to the nastiness if I can. The one-legged one is tough, but Jimmy says you should be able to hold it for half your cross-country time. So the advanced eventers have to do it for 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, now that's tough. Do the wall sit thing for 5 minutes on one leg? Oh.
My riding days, this would not, I'd been like, oh, bring it. But I ain't saying that. No,
yeah,
bring
cause
it.
Because you know what? You ain't going to be riding popcorn anytime soon.
No, but I want to.
Are you going to get a little cart for popcorn and pull around?
Yeah. Yeah, we want to. We actually, he's not really officially broke yet. He officially turns two. Well, he is exactly two, just about this time a year. But we played around with him a little bit, drive training him in the backyard. He's a natural. So I can't wait to put a racing saddle on.
Well, they do have Shetland pony races, you know.
I know.
You're going to hire yourself a little jockey.
You may be a little guy and jockey, Frankie, but not 11 hands. You're still too big for that. You have to be one of your. Don't you guys have like grandkids or something now?
Yes, and I should tell people that he's not really all mine. I share him with my 5-year-old granddaughter, Allison.
Ah.
So it's really her pony. When she's around, she tells me what to do too. So I've got two women telling me what to do, a 5-year-old and my wife. I'm not allowed to say her age, but it's close to five.
Hey, I got
five in the equation.
Frankie, Rick Conley just chimed in on Facebook, and we're going to end with this, but I have to read you this. He says, Frankie, when your horse is taller lying down than when he's standing up, your horse is definitely overfed, and your wife is right as usual.
Well,
Rick is keeping you off the couch tonight.
I think I'm starting to get a message here. I think. I'm not positive.
Frankie, give everybody your website again.
Oh, equicizer.com is equicizer.com. That's for the equicizer.
All right, cool. And we appreciate you being on, Frankie. Thank you so much. You're so kind every time we call you to have you join us on the show here. And it's been so much fun having a guy I get to co-host with for a change, which is kind of nice. you know, we need to do this more often.
Absolutely.
And I want to mention to everybody on a housekeeping note that Jamie will be back on Tuesday, my co-host, my first co-host on the Horse Radio Network and co-host of two of my other shows. Helena B. will be joining me on Monday, and of course, Frankie's been on our show, too. So Helena will be here on Monday, and I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun. And then Jamie will be returning, we're hoping, providing she doesn't break anything or do anything stupid in Hawaii, that she'll be back on Tuesday again. We do miss you, Jamie. Frankie will even tell you that we miss you. Tell her,
yes.
Jamie. Or tell her, Frankie.
Miss you, Jamie.
Thank you,
guys.
Because that's gonna hopefully get her to come back, you know. Be sure to listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. You can follow us on Facebook. Just search for Horses in the Morning. A lot of conversation going on there this morning. And we're on Twitter at Horse Radio. And, of course, if you missed a live show, you can still listen to the recorded version on our website, affiliate websites, or iTunes, or on Frankie's Facebook page a little later in the day. And we'll be back on Monday morning, 9 a.m., with Helena filling in for Jamie. Say goodbye, Frankie.
Goodbye, Glenn and Horse World. Thank you for having me.